Hi, this is DJ ELC here, and I just wanted to share something on my heart. It's totally unscripted, so forgive me if I make mistakes. You know, we all have very busy lives. We are busy at work, sometimes busy at home, and even we are busy at our recreation. We don't seem to have enough time for God. And even when we do, we are so quick to go in our services and out of our service just like in a flash. Even in our cell groups. You know, yesterday when I attended my cell group, that was what we discussed about time. We discussed, you know, where we had time to meet together, whether by Zoom or whether in person face to face. And we were really thinking and thinking, and maybe some of us got headaches. And we were trying to think, what would be the best solution to meet? Because so many of us, as we work, we have overtime, and we come home so tired. Even if we work from home, you know, our companies will give us more and more work. They pile and pile and pile on so much work just because we work from home, right? You know, but you see, as I was praying, God gave me this scripture. And our scripture reading comes from Luke chapter 10, verses 38 until 42. And it's an interesting scripture. It says this: the Lord and His disciples were traveling along and came to a village. When they got there, a woman named Martha welcome him into her home. She had a sister named Mary, who sat down in front of the Lord and was listening to what he said. Martha was worried about all that had to be done. Finally, she went to Jesus and said, "Lord, doesn't it bother you that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Hey, tell her to come and help me." But the Lord answered, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about so many things. But only one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen what is best, and it will not be taken away from her." So I pondered upon that scripture for a while. After everything is said and done, we can talk about time. We can talk about how busy we are. We can talk about, hey, we need to get our work done. We need to put food on the table. We need to have our salaries. We need to tithe with that salary. We need to pay bills. That's not wrong. And I don't think Jesus was saying, "Martha, you're wrong in trying to set up all those things." But I think Jesus was saying that amidst the hustle and bustle of all our work and chores, and maybe even our recreation, we got to put aside all these and we have to sit at the feet of Jesus. I think we're missing that. We got to refocus, church. We got to realign ourselves. We Because so many times our focus is on getting our work done, doing a perfect job for the company. But how about doing something perfect for the Lord? How about getting it right for God? Yeah, we can say, hey, I'm doing something perfect for the work so that I can glorify God. But God wants us to sit at His feet. When was the last time you actually sat at His feet, kept quiet? And as it says here, Mary sat in front of the Lord and was listening to what Jesus said. Listening. It doesn't say that Mary was talking. No. Mary was listening. So let's hear what Jesus has to say to us today. Let Him speak deep, deep, deep into our hearts. Let's just be open to Him, church. I'm DJ ELC, and welcome to Champion FM's Saturday Worship Weekend.
Come on. Stay there, I stay there. Oh, 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 oh. Jesus, precious Lord, none on the earth nor heavens above that I have found more beautiful. You are my treasure, my great reward, and I just wanna move your heart. It's all I wanna do. I just wanna stand in awe and pour my love on you, no matter how much the cost. I freely give it all to you. To you. Your love made a way. Jesus, my offering, all my ambitions, my hopes, my dreams, and here's my life, Lord, a sacrifice, oh, just to bless. I freely give it all to you.
Tell me what moves you.
I wanna know.
I gotta know.
You're the only thing that matters. You're the only thing that matters. I gotta know. So tell me what moves you. I gotta know. Cause I live to please you. I live to serve you. And I'm not ashamed of it. I live to please you. So tell me what moves you. I hear the Lord say, you do. I hear the Lord say, it's you that moves me. When you begin to sing, when you begin to be, it's you that moves me. You without the talent, you without the performance. Oh, I'm so moved by your authenticity. You really move me. You blow me away. You blow me away. He says you blow him away. You blow him away. When you just be who you were meant to be, his heart is moved by you. You blow him away. You blow him away. The one who hasn't prayed in a while, you blow him away. Yes, you do. You blow him away. You that just got the divorce, I'm telling you, you blow him away. You that's been bouncing around from home to home, you blow him away. You that was adopted, oh, you blow him away.
And you heard from The Belong Company with Every Victory featuring Danny Gokey, Red Rocks Worship with I Will Trust, Glory, Honor, Power was by Influence Music, Melody Noel and Matt Gilman, and finally Maverick City Music, Upper Room, Dante Bo and Alicia Smith with Move Your Heart. Don't go away, Champion FM has some announcements. Have you ever wondered, is it once saved, always saved? Well, our video clip of the day from Alan Parr explores this intriguing question and gives us some real good biblical insight. Here is a short snippet just for you.
Biggest objection that I often hear to this doctrine of eternal security, or better known to you maybe as once saved, always saved, is this idea that, you know what, somebody can become a Christian, give their life to Jesus Christ, and then spend the rest of their life living in sin. My friend, this is a severe misunderstanding of the doctrine of once saved, always saved. As a matter of fact, the Apostle Paul dealt with this in Romans chapter 5, where he's talking about God's grace. And at the end of Romans chapter 5, he says this. He says, where sin increased, grace increased even more. So that sounds on the surface like he's saying, you know what, wherever there is sin, God's going to have more grace for you. In other words, you can't out-sin God's grace. So you know what, this is a license for you to sin and do whatever you want to do, because you'll never be able to sin more than God's grace. And because the Apostle Paul anticipates the evil thinking that we're going to have, and so Paul says, by no means, no, that is not what I'm teaching. As a matter of fact, he goes on to say, how can we who died to sin continue to live in it any longer?
Go to our website at championfmmusic.com and to our inspirational page to watch the entire video. Well, after this broadcast. If you have visited our website, you will have seen that Champion FM has begun broadcasting its 24-hour radio station. Though it's still in its beta testing mode, we plan to officially launch in May, the month when Champion FM turns one. So do take your time to listen, give feedback, and enjoy all the music. Remember, we are still perfecting our station just for you. It's a brand new month and a brand new question. This April, we ask all our listeners, who was the most influential person in your life? Was it your father, your mother, a relative, or even a friend? Was it a teacher or some other person? Do let us know by going to our website and clicking on the pop-up link. Also, tell us how that person was influential in your life. So what has God shown you as you lay at His feet? Well, the next step is to act upon it. But if you are still waiting, continue to listen to His voice. He will speak. Join me tomorrow on our Sunday instrumental show, where we play some beautiful music to help you with your devotion and study. Till then, this is DJ ELC signing out and saying God bless you and be a blessing to everyone around you.
Champion FM, it's all about Him.